I always see you for what you are, a superpowered ficklet. Liam had always hated his powers. After all, what good was manipulating light? All you could do was make it brighter or darker, and then maybe, if you were lucky, bounce it off some mirrors. There had never been any use for it. But then Zane came along. Zane's power was invisibility, except Liam found out that he could see Zane, even when Zane was invisible, because the light bounced right off of him. And it was interesting, because there was a Zane-shaped hole where there should have been a Zane. So Liam always knew where Zane was. Liam knew what Zane was doing, and Liam knew when Zane wanted to be alone, because he only turned invisible when he didn't want to deal with other people. And there was a lot to deal with in the band. Harry could... well, let's just say Harry could make a ruckus. He could manipulate sound, make it louder, make it higher pitched, do everything possible to annoy his bandmates, and he took delight in doing it. Louis, on the other hand, had the most insane power Liam had ever encountered. He could bend reality to his will. It was exactly as horrifying as it sounded. Put in the hands of a prankster, this was the absolute worst power. Sometimes Liam found himself waking up as a cat, and then he had to remember that he wasn't actually a cat, it was just Louis making him into a cat. It was a very hard distinction sometimes. Niall was... well, Niall's power wasn't actually annoying. It was that he could make infinite food. He had an infinite supply of it. So, whenever Niall was sitting around, he was eating Nando's. It was very strange, the first couple dozen times that Liam saw it, because he couldn't figure out how Niall had managed to get someone to get him Nando's. But then he realized that Niall wasn't actually getting anyone to get him Nando's, he was just having it in his possession, because that was his power. All in all, Liam supposed that their powers were very stupid, but he still appreciated the fact that he finally had a use for his power. Zane was sitting on the couch, and they were alone in the room. Liam was very careful not to sit on Zane, sitting just next to him. He said, "Hey." Zane looked over at him, and Liam shrugged. "I can see you, you know. You're not invisible because the light reflects off of you. I don't think anyone else knows where you are." "Oh," Zane said. "You know, sometimes I just don't want to be around them." Liam smiled. "I know that feeling." The end.